is mandatory. So I study children's social behavior, and one of the things that we know about children's social behavior is that it varies really dramatically depending upon the social circumstances in which they're acting. I should respond differently if you smile at me than if you kick me, I hope. It may depend on the kind of day I've been having. And for that reason, I think that the best way to study children's social behavior is to find out how they respond to really important, really difficult social situations. Situations like this one, which unfortunately is likely going to look very familiar to anyone who survived middle school. You're on your way back to class after picking up something at the office for your teacher. You're just about to walk back into your classroom when you hear two girls standing together at the back of the room talking about you. You hear one girl tell a story about something really mean that you did to her on the way home from school yesterday. You know that you did not actually do what that girl said. The other person is really shocked and says that what you did was terrible and that she's surprised that anyone wanted to be friends with you. Now, unfortunately, a huge number of children have this happen to them, and they have it happen to them a lot. And how you manage that has really significant implications for your long-term adjustment and functioning. So I've asked a lot of children what they're going to do when that happens to them. And I know that they do a lot of different things. Some kids say that they would tell lies about her. And some kids say that they would go tell the teacher, but this happened to them. And some kids say that they would just shove her. And some kids say that they would ask the person why they're doing that to them. And so the question that I'm really interested in is, well, all right, which of these responses is competent? What's an effective thing to do when that happens to you? And the answer is that it depends who you ask. So what I argue in my work is that social competence is inherently a judgment about the effectiveness of a given behavior. Somebody has to make a call about how effective that response is. Given that, if social competence is a judgment, then it's going to vary as a function of who is doing the judging. Even reading those responses that I showed you, if I took a poll right now, there's going to be differences among you about which of those responses are effective. So what does that mean? Well, what it means is that we need to go out and we need to ask people who are actually in a position to reward and punish children's behavior what they think about those actions. It's easy enough for me to sit in my ergonomic chair and make the decision myself, but I'm not actually in a position to do anything that's going to have any consequence for those children. So we need to go and ask their peers and their parents and their teachers what they think about those behaviors. And what I know from doing that is that important people in children's lives view their responses very, very differently. They don't agree about what the most effective response to that situation is. So for example, adults often tell kids to just ignore it. If you just ignore them, they'll stop. Kids do not think that is an effective response. They don't like it, they're not going to do it, and actually it doesn't work that well. And so what that means at a bigger level, I think, is that behaviors that have traditionally been viewed by psychologists as problematic, behaviors like aggression and behaviors like avoidance, are seen as very competent by some people and in some environments. And that's important to me as a clinical psychologist. And the reason that that's important to me as a clinical psychologist is that from an intervention perspective, it's going to be really hard for me to change behaviors without first addressing the fact that they could be being reinforced in the environment. If the peer group likes it, it's going to be hard for me to change it. And so I really need to understand how those behaviors are being viewed. So I just want to say that I actually have to leave early. So if you are interested, I'm happy to follow up with people. So you should just send me an email.